A word for you from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, and then 11, verse 3. He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will become known. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. It's not often that we hear these days about true integrity. Instead, we hear about corruption. And we hear about things like that destroy both people and a nation. But here we find the cure to the sickness of corruption, which is the exact opposite. And that is that with God's wisdom, because the whole theme here has been wisdom, if you walk with God's wisdom, you will find that you will have integrity, because God's wisdom is the hatred of evil, we learn in chapter 8. And with that comes integrity. God brings it automatically. You see, it is very private and yet very public. It starts in the heart, that God brings integrity and uprightness, honesty, many different ways that you can describe it. But it's a lost word, like honor. Who ever uses the word honor now? We might use it with wishful thinking, but here God speaks about true integrity, and that is what God is like. He is plain and clear in his words, as it says in chapter 8, that he, in his wisdom, speaks plainly. And so too, you won't mix things up and try and become complicated. Sometimes you can, when you're trying to answer an accusation, you can try and confuse the issue, and all you are doing is corrupting with words. Whereas one who walks with God has integrity in his heart, and it expresses itself publicly. It cannot remain private. That is why when you hear the phrase that religion is a private thing, it is untrue. It will always express itself in every action and in every word too.